Now I'm here with Shreyas Dureshri of Imagination Technologies. Shreyas, hello.
Hello, Nitin.
What's the Imagination Technologies announcement here at the Embedded World in Nuremberg?
So, Nitin, if you remember from December last year, we had announced our intention to develop RISC-V CPUs. We announced our Catapult family of CPUs. At Embedded World this year, we are announcing our first product available for licensing. It's our first embedded real-time processor. It's an 11-stage pipeline dual-issue CPU that we announced at Embedded World.
And since your announcement, I mean, you've been on the path of these RISC-V for a while now, and you announced last year. What has been the customer interest, and also can you tell us a little bit about the trends that you're seeing at the moment?
So RISC-V is definitely gaining more and more interest within the semiconductor industry. Practically every big semiconductor company is looking at RISC-V either curiously or have internal sort of little projects running around RISC-V. The one big trend that I've seen is that companies are looking for reliable CPU suppliers. Reliable CPU suppliers that can deliver quality CPU products that are performant, you know, bug-free, but also looking at companies that can support them for a long time. And this is where Imagination is unique in this space. We have a strong pedigree of almost 2.5 decades of creating complex IPs, functional safe IPs, which is another trend which is happening in the automotive industry particularly. As Imagination, 2.5 decades of experience of supporting our customers, delivering them quality IP. That's what customers are looking at from a RISC-V CPU point of view.
And they're really looking at it from not either or, but like a heterogeneous compute architecture strategy, isn't it?
That's correct, Nitin. So that's another mega trend that is happening in the industry. The compute needs in the industry are growing every year, mainly driven by data explosion in AI, ML. And traditional architectures of like a CPU-only architecture or a GPU-only, they cannot continuously deliver the performance needs. So industry is looking at heterogeneous compute. Bringing in these IPs together, different types of compute elements together to deliver the right amount of compute needed, be it in the automotive industry or the data center industry. Again, through Imagination, and one of the things that I look after as part of my compute work that I do is trying to bring the CPU together with our GPUs and also with our AI accelerators to give customers a complete solution, a complete compute solution.
And what's next with the Catapult series? What are you going to be doing next with that?
So we have got a very busy roadmap, and we'll be announcing more products towards the end of this year and then following up with automotive products next year.
And you've got quite a large team working on this, haven't you? I think you mentioned some numbers and growth.
Yeah. So right now we are over 100 people in the CPU sort of design side of things, and our ambition is to grow up to 200 people by the end of next year. So it's a like I mentioned in the last meet we had in December, it's a 10-year plan that Imagination has. It's backed by the strong business that we have in GPU space, so we continue to invest in CPU. Probably by the end of next year, we'll be touching 200 people. So it's a serious amount of investment we are doing in RISC-V.
And is that worldwide?
It is worldwide. Mainly it's in UK, but we are also opening teams in India. And we have teams in Romania where we are also expanding.
And one of the other things I think you were talking about was your SDK here.
Yes, so as part of our RISC-V offering, we're not just providing the IP, we're providing a complete solution. So we have Catapult Studio and Catapult SDK. So Catapult Studio is our IDE, which is again unique because most CPU IDEs are Eclipse-based, which I believe is an old generation sort of environment. We are bringing Visual Studio Code to RISC-V, which is an environment that developers love. So we'll be bringing that to RISC-V. We'll be opening up some of these tools that we are doing for wider public, First of all, we'll open up through our university programs. It will be the exact complete solution that we'll open up through the university program. And then we'll look at opening it up for the wider sort of RISC-V community as well.
Well, Shreyas, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nitin.